It's time for this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Run away! Run away!
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Today it wasn't bad. Yeah, like today I got through it.
Every day it's great, so whatever.
Anyway, like how when the Zoe 2s or whatever came out and was like, what else can you buy for $500 on Craigslist?
Uh-huh.
I'm doing the same thing for the McGregor fight because you guys retweeted that tweet from SB Nation. So how much, what else can you buy for $99.95?
Yeah, by the way, Mayweather McGregor, $99.95 on pay-per-view.
So one of the guys on CBS Sports Radio, Joey Max, been going on and on. They're going to go 150, and people are like, yeah, I think they'll be fine with their 4.7 mil at a hundy per.
Okay.
All right, can we get to the Richter scale, please,
so,
for the love of God?
Day by day. So let's start with Friday. A friend of the show, Dan Straley, was two outs away from a complete game shutout against the Giants until Denard Span ruined that for him. There was the NBA Summer League, which happened. Tyler Clippard had a pretty terrible night, and Joe Girardi would not pull him out. He went an inning and a third, gave up one hit, four earned runs with three walks. Friday was pretty heavy on the baseball. How did it shake up the sports weekend?
First of all, nice effort by John Lester. But anyway.
That's later.
If it wasn't on Friday, I was kind of engaged. Not a lot of sports hit me big when I got out of here. It was more the scoreboard app on my phone to keep up with what was happening. NBA Summer League, unless you could provide evidence, I'm going 0-0-0-0-0-0. But Friday was very minimal to me. I'm going 2.5.
Yeah, I'm like a 1.5. The only reason I've been paying attention to Summer League is because they will not stop covering on a SportsCenter. It's a slow sports season when all SportsCenter covers is NBA Summer League.
I couldn't believe it.
That's all they talk about.
Don't forget, also, they also televised it.
It's,
which you can always make. You can always connect that dot with
the
ESPN.
They're promoting themselves.
Jeez.
Right. So like 1.5 on Friday.
Moving to Saturday, the U.S. began their Gold Cup run against Panama. It was a 1-1 draw. James Harden signed an extension with the Rockets worth $228 million. That's about $500,000 a game. Wayne Rooney made the return to his boyhood club Everton in a move that also sent Romelu Lukaku to Manchester United for a record £75 million.
Jeez.
In baseball, a change of pace for the Yankees is the big... Clint Frazier had four RBI in a 5-3 win. Alex's A's beat the Mariners. We're not talking about my Giants. And the Dodgers were the first team in baseball to hit 60 wins. Pretty diverse day in sports on Saturday. How did it shake up the weekend?
I liked Saturday. I also caught some of Team USA softball, seeing Jess Moore throw, and of course, my all-time favorite baseball player, now that Jeter's retired, Jenna Lilly over there at third. I did hear the soccer news. I did keep up on a lot of baseball. I did listen to a lot because I did a lot of yard work. So, Saturday, the sports world all of a sudden was front and center. I'm going 8.5.
Every single Monday, you come in talking about all the yard work you did. How much yard work do you
How big is your yard?
I've got about a half acre, and it got out of control, and we're considering selling. And we actually had the chainsaw out and two loads to the Rexius, Lane Forest Products.
It is
unruly, your yard.
Well, I gotta at least cut the lawn and edge once a week.
I hear you. All right, I watched all of the
Explain
Gold
to
Cup.
This guy's.
I watched all of the Gold Cup match. So that's like a 6 for me.
All right.
Yeah, I paid attention to the Wayne Rooney news.
Yeah.
And I paid attention to baseball as well.
All right.
I watched the entire soccer match.
I watched most of it.
I believe it was the 4th straight tie with Panama at 1-1.
Why do we always lose to Ghana?
Yeah,
it's four straight. World Cup, bro.
On Sunday, baseball's juice ball was extra juicy. The Pirates, Astros, Rockies, Orioles, Nationals, and Marlins all scored 10 or more. John Lester, his line, 2/3 of an inning, 6 hits, 10 runs, 4 earned, 3 walks, 2 homers given up. And then at the complete other end was the Rockies' Kyle Freeland, who took a no-hitter into the 9th against the White Sox until Melky Cabrera got the only hit of the day. 9 Ks, 3 walks on the day for Freeland. he didn't get the complete game because he was pulled. And then with the Astros 19-1 win, they became the first team in the AL to get to 60 wins as well. Baseball heavy day on Sunday. How did that shake up the weekend?
That was a that's like a highlight day for me. So I'd say like a 2.5 or a 3. Sunday was spent with my 5-year-old at the pool just chilling all day long. There was barely any sports happening.
Well, knowing we were going to end up today and tomorrow and Thursday and Wednesday, blah, 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 I caught a lot of games. Fox Sports 1, the Fox game, ESPN, MLB Network. I caught up. Yeah, baseball kind of carried the day for me on Sunday. I also watched some of the golf as well. But, yeah, I'll go with a solid 8, feeling comfy about that.
All right. And then last but not least, we do have some news that happened before the show started today. Steve got 2 in a row right. The AL and NL starters for the All-Star game, as heard here first on 95.3 The Score. They were indeed Chris Sale and Max Scherzer. And then a wild match at Wimbledon between Rafa Nadal and Mueller, which took actually most of today to finish.
Mueller, not Mueller.
Yeah, yeah,
Mueller.
Yeah.
Right.
Mueller.
Well, we literally
10?
Stopped working.
I know.
And watched... I watched it when I was working out this morning and figure, man, Rafa's going down without a peep. By the time I got here, he had won the third set and was pushing him and leading in the fourth. So that was huge. Yeah, that's a 9.
I didn't say it during the scoreboard update, but the fifth set of that match alone was 2 hours and 15 minutes. We watched a lot of that today.
It's crazy.
That's nuts.
And it was awesome.
Yes, it was.
All right.